This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so here we go. NFL potential rule changes, right? The NFL's annual league meeting kicks off March 24th. That's a couple days from now. 32 owners are going to be voting on multiple rule changes, and now we know what they are. Competition Committee announced yesterday, owners will be voting on 16 proposed rule changes, 6 proposed bylaw changes, and 2 proposed resolution changes. The big things all revolve around replay, though. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, let's look at these biggest ones. The NFL's 32 owners going to vote. 24 have to vote yay in order for it to pass. Yay or nay, Mr. Colliday, barrister?
Nay.
Nay.
I don't even know what we're voting on. I'm just
okay.
Voting.
You just, yeah, you're a
are
nay
you a
guy,
barrister? You wear one of those big white wigs, like?
That'd be awesome.
The right honorable gentleman from Pine Township will now speak.
Yay! Yay! Anyway, a one-year experiment that would involve more replay. That's something that they're going to vote on. Under this proposal from the competition committee, right? Replay would be expanded for a period of a year. During that year, the list of reviewable plays would be expanded to include fouls for pass interference.
Mm-hmm.
That rule proposal would also expand automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul in any point after attempt following a touchdown. So that's 1 year. The
right.
List of reviewable plays would also include roughing the passer and unnecessary contact against the player.
Here's the key catch with all of these things that they want to add into the process of it. They can be reviewed. Nothing in these proposals says we can review a non-call, i.e.
No,
Rams
right.
Saints.
No, that's not correct. The Redskins want to make everything reviewable.
Oh, okay. So the Redskins are the one team that have put that proposal forward,
yes,
correct?
Yes. The Redskins have a simple resolution to all of this. They want to make everything reviewable. Under what the Redskins have proposed, all plays that occur during a game could potentially be subjected to a coach's challenge or review by the officiating department in an instant replay system. Think Toronto and the NHL, right? Something like that. An independent sort of person not in the building. The proposal doesn't say that a penalty necessarily has to be called. So if this is a rule that would be in place last year, officials would be able to review that play in the NFC Championship game. The Redskins have also proposed a second rule change that would make personal fouls reviewable plays. So there are three avenues right here. Three things. Let's just take the replay stuff right now. Three ways you can go with it. A system to that a flag has to be thrown and then you review it.
Right.
Let's say personal or let's say pass interference. Then challenge even if there's no flag or leave it as it is. It seems to me those are the three avenues that you can challenge when a flag is thrown. You can challenge anything, even when there's no flag.
Right, like that play with in the Chargers, where the guy obviously there was a false start.
Or in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Or you just leave it as it is. Let's just take this for pass interference.
Okay.
Let's just put pass interference in a capsule. The three roads you could take. What's the best way? Because they all seem to be on the table in some form.
We're still asking officials to make, and whether it's an official on the field, at the game, or an official in the booth upstairs, or an official in New York. We're still asking a person to make a judgment call on pass interference.
I'm not okay with them, with no pass interference being called, and someone buzzing down and saying, that was pass interference. I'm just not okay with that. Then why do we even have officials on the field?
Right.
You know, because that's essentially what is being asked to reverse that call. There was no call. To reverse that call in the NFC Championship game. I'm just not okay with that.
And it opens up a big can of worms if you're going to say every single one of these plays is reviewable for that.
Because then are we zooming in the interior of a line and say,
right,
hey, a hold is a big play. It can negate a big run.
And you could make the argument that holds happen on every single play if you want to go by the letter of the law. I mean, really, this comes down to, do you want to have a perfectly officiated game that lasts 4 hours Or do you want to have a three-hour game that maybe there's a couple calls missed, yeah, and there's always going to be the chance that it's something egregious, but the game's going to be played in a normal time
frame.
Why
can't we just accept missed calls as a society?
The same way the guy drops a pass. It's and you know the thing about but I was trying to think, what's the difference between if the NFL reviews a pass interference play or the NHL reviews goalie interference?
Because one is a goal.
Okay, that is a big difference. But I'm just saying, in terms of...
I mean, NFL reviews all scoring plays. Goaltender interference only comes about whenever
forget about the result of the play, in other words, it can be interpreted...
Well, the result of the play is the whole reason,
right,
though.
Yes, but I'm just saying that it can be interpreted where two people can look at the same play and say, yeah, that's interference, that's not interference.
But I think that's part of what you're getting at, Jim, is that you're still leaving things up to interpretation.
Yes.
And as long as you're still leaving things up to interpretation, it's like the conversation we did have last week about goalie interference. People are going to judge it differently.
You get the occasional play, though, that's obvious, like the NFC Championship play.
And there's always going to be rules that can be interpreted differently by different people. That's part of having people, you know, human beings as officials.
This has been the whole thing with replay. And I've said this all along with replay. Anytime you try to marry the human element with replay, there is going to be flaws. Unless you go to full automation, which is you mark that whole field with sensors. You put all robots on there and you do that.
Which,
wait a minute. Unless you do that fully, or you take all replay out and just officiate fully with humans and accept some mistakes, you're never going to have a game without flaws. It's got to be 100% one way or 100% the other way. Either no replay at all, and you just say, our men are going to do the best they can, and you have that. And then the other side of it is there are no humans involved. It is 1,000% mechanized. We robotically train cameras, 22 of them, onto people, and it is we program them to know what every foul is, and a little bing, little flag goes up every time. That's it. This argument is going to be until the end of time when we try to marry the human element with mechanized things. It's just going to be. There's no way around it.
And I wonder if there isn't a future, and who knows how far off in the distance this is, where it is fully mechanized, where it is fully robotic, because it feels like we're getting awful close in, for example, baseball.
Tennis. Do it in tennis. You can do the lines.
That guy just sits in that chair just to sit there.
412-928-9370 is the number. Give us a call. Which way do you want to see them go about? Infuse more replay, leave it alone, less replay? This comes about all the time. It becomes a topic, and now it's a big topic because the NFL has a big decision in front of them. Talk to Kurt. He's in South Carolina. Kurt's on the fan. Kurt, this replay situation, tell me more.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You know, I think it's a good question, but I think you can have it both ways. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying everything's replayable or challengeable. Just put a cap on each team to say, you know, you have a limit of two or three challenges per half. And, you know, that at least eliminates the game going into a four-hour game.
Question, though. A question. And I do like that on the surface. But what if officials get more than two or three calls wrong?
Well, that's a good question.
You see what I mean? Well, like that's the part that I always get. When we put a finite cap on challengeable plays, and I've always thought you should not lose, so to speak, challenges whenever you win them. In this challenge system that we have in sports and replay, right? Like, that is to say, if I get two challenges and
I'm
successful.
Right, you get to keep challenging. Yeah. But this is part of why they added in the last 2 minutes of the half in the game also, where you can't challenge and it's everything's reviewable, or all scoring plays or turnovers or whatever are reviewable by the league. Because it gets to a point where you're like, well, what if it's a play that affects the outcome of the game, but this guy's out of challenges, or this team doesn't, you know what I mean? Now, those layers of caveats have been added over the years, and that's where we're at now as well. We're adding another layer.
We either need to live with it being imperfect, or we need to live with it being perfect. And by perfect, full automation, and everything is up for debate. Because, like, I still don't understand this delineation in trying to parse through and pick through fouls that rank differently than other fouls. I get that there's different penalties in terms of yardage, what you get, 15 yards for personal foul or spot of the foul, whether it's college or pros. But a hold where a guy seals an edge and another man is able to rip off a 35-yard run or 70-yard run
for a
touchdown.
Why is that not part of this?
Why is that bigger than a pass interference call that's on an edge that just gains a 15 yards and takes it from the 7 to the 22?
Yeah.
You know, it really isn't. But one is reviewable because we saw it in – or they're trying to make it reviewable because we saw it in a ginormous game in a moment of consequence of the NFC Championship.
Exactly.
If this would have been a missed hold on the edge
– we'd be talking about holding calls now.
Would we? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. And I also I want to go back to this too because we've had this talk a lot on the Pirates pre and post shows the last couple of years. And it was, you know, again, like you said, why have humans anymore, right? If we're going to automate the whole damn thing, let's just automate the whole damn thing. And with the work they've done with StatCast and all that
things at money.
Major League ballparks.
Give me the consultation money. How much ever the NFL has to consult with us, here's what's going to happen. I don't know if it's $500,000, $1.5 million, $4 million. Send it to me right here, Foster Plaza, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk out to my car. I'm going to get in it. I'm going to drive down to Carnegie Mellon. I'm going to find four dudes that look real smart, a couple of girls that look real smart. I'm going to gather up about eight people. I'm going to say, hey, come here, look. Here's the deal. We need to figure out a way to automate a whole NFL game.
Oh, they can
screw CMU. You'll make more money off the NFL. Let's do it. Bang! I'll get it done in a month.
Well, this is my
Let's
point.
Let's have it happen. Make me the consultant.
They can already automate a baseball game. They can do
right.
Because of the way they've mapped every stadium. If they can do it for a baseball game, they could do it for a football game.
Meet me at the Panther Hollow Inn, now defunct.
Yeah.
But meet me there.
It'll be hard to meet there.
Let's do it. We'll get it done. Come on. I mean, how? If they really want to go all in, couldn't they go all in on
this?
Yes,
every league could.
I'll be your consultant, really. And I'll take three quarters of what you want to pay people in Silicon Valley.
And you know what? I would be willing to bet it happens in football before baseball, despite the fact that technology is ahead of the curve in baseball.
That's a good
because
call.
They are part-time officials in football.
And they're not old-school stuff shirts in football. Like, there's not a, you know, there's no marriage to the old stats and all that kind of thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.